us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts now and always be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus said, "For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." Today's gospel reading reaches the climax, a turning point in the Gospel of Mark. The disciples have been following Jesus around Galilee for a while now. They've seen him cast out demons, heal the sick, watched him pray, feed thousands of people. Now Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, but along the way, he is taking his time so he can teach his disciples. And here's when Jesus asks the big question, "Who do people say that I am?" And the disciples share what they have heard. Some say John the Baptist, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets. Then Jesus goes on to ask his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter, his impulsiveness gets it right every once in a while, says, "You are the Messiah." It seems easy for Peter to make this confession after all the awesome things he has experienced in the presence of Jesus so far. Peter's confession was bold and uncompromising, just as ours should be. Our answer to that question is perhaps the most revealing statement of our faith. In the part of formation for us, as disciples, it is right to understand who Jesus is and his true identity, so within the depths of our heart, we may be able to answer the question, who we think Jesus is. Because very shortly in the text, he is going to ask, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." This is the first step of anyone who is considering discipleship. So Peter's confession of faith is significant because it surpasses all the other popular opinions of who Jesus could be. To follow Jesus is far more than just identifying oneself as a Christian. Jesus tells his disciples what was expected of them: self-denial and cross-bearing. Being a disciple means journeying with Jesus even to death. Denying self is renouncing control and claim of our lives. It is really about embracing a new identity. When Jesus took up his cross, what did he do? He chose to carry out the ministry that God wanted him to do. This is what take up your cross means. You make an active choice to live into the ministry that God has called you to do every day. Jesus emphasizes the need for self-denial and self-sacrifice to follow him truly. He challenges his disciples to prioritize spiritual values over worldly desires. Jesus used the image of carrying a cross to illustrate the ultimate submission required of his followers. He is not against pleasure, nor is he saying that we should seek pain needlessly. Jesus was talking about doing his will, even when the work is difficult and the future looks bleak. Personal growth involves a willingness to act aside selfish desires and embrace the challenges that come with following Jesus. Jesus says, "For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. Sadhu Sundar Singh, born to a Sikh family in 1889, converted to Christianity, became a missionary in India. His is a story of extraordinary journeys and mystical experiences, which undertook many walking expeditions in the highest regions of Tibet. This story comes from one of those expeditions. One late afternoon, walking in the company of a Buddhist monk in the Himalayas, it started to snow. The wind was bitterly cold and night was descending quickly. The monk warned that they were in danger of freezing to death if they didn't make it to the monastery before darkness fell. As they crossed over a narrow path above a steep cliff, they heard a loud cry for help. Deep in the ravine, there was a man who had fallen into it, laying wounded, unable to get himself out. The monk warned Sundar Singh, "Do not stop. Fate has brought this man to this sorry state. He must work things out himself. This is our tradition. Let us hurry before we ourselves perish." Sundar Singh replied, "I can't abandon him. This is my tradition. I am here to help this person." The monk went on through the snow, but Sundar Singh climbed down to where the wounded man was, making a sling with his camping blanket, hoisted him up onto the back and began the arduous and painful climb out of the ravine. Eventually, he made it to the path and struggled through the increasingly heavy snow. It was dark and he found it hard to keep to the path, but he persevered. Near fainting from fatigue, he finally saw the lights of the monastery ahead. Then he stumbled and nearly fell. Not from weakness, but because there was something lying across the path. Kneeling on one knee, he brushed the snow from the object blocking the path. It was the body of the monk, who had frozen to death within the sight of the monastery. And there kneeling, Sundar Singh said aloud, "For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. To gain the world is to lose your soul. Nor where are the two choices that determine the meaning of life more apparent than here in Mark chapter 8, 35 to 37. To choose the earthly over the heavenly will result in the greatest loss imaginable, the loss of eternal life." St. Francis of Assisi said, "It is in giving that we receive it. It is in dying that we are born to a new and living hope." This highlights the call to sacrificial living and prioritizing the kingdom of God over personal gain or safety. This paradoxical truth encourages a shift from a self-centered to a Christ-centered life. This morning's gospel text challenges us. In what ways can we be a sign of Christ's love to those around us? What practical steps can we take this week to live out the call to follow Jesus more faithfully? In our own lives, we often face situations that challenge our faith. It could be personal trials, injustice, or the suffering of a loved one. Today's reading reminds us that discipleship is not about avoiding difficulties, but about remaining faithful and trusting in God's presence and strength, knowing that God is our help and we will not be disgraced. Amen.